All right, welcome to the next episode of Orange Juice Podcast, brought to you by Orange and Souls. We're super hyped up today. Coming up currently is Valentine's Day next week, so we wanted to focus on active date ideas, being active in a relationship. So with that, though, we'd like to introduce the folks on our podcast. We've got Mallory Kinoy, who is producing our podcast for us. And we have back now Owen Kinoy, who just had a little baby boy. And of course, I'm really emotional about it because it's my grandson and I'm super hyped. He's adorable and perfect. So Owen, welcome back. How is
Thank
Holden
you so
Taylor?
Much. And of course, this is our host, Marcia Kinoy, as well. You got to give yourself the credit too. The romantic is back. I'm excited about this topic to dive in and let you guys know about all the wonderful date ideas that I have.
Nice. Well, one thing I'll point out is, as you know, this is a family podcast, so we do a little poking as we go along. And Owen and Mallory are my children. So for this podcast, I'm going to be just relating to a lot of activities that I've been doing over the years. I've been married for 33 years. Owen has been married a few years, so he's got, but has been with Ashley a lot longer than that. So they've got a lot of background. All right. So we're going to jump in and get going. So talking about active dates, and then I do have some blooper activities to talk about how we've had injuries on these dates. The first one I will talk about is a lot of times just finding time to be active on a date. And I'm sure, Owen, you're feeling that maybe right now with a newborn at home. But one of the things we started doing is getting a little creative. Like, why does date night have to be on Friday, Saturday? So what we've tossed in over the years is, why not bike to breakfast? Like, you can even put the kids in one of those pull cart things. We did that back in the day. It's like, hey, let's everyone get in and let's either go to breakfast, ride to the park and do a picnic at the park, or however you want to do it. But biking is a really nice option. And you don't, like a date night, you have a reservation sometimes. With biking, you can just, when we get it together, let's go and hit the road.
Yeah, I love that, because a lot of times when I think about date night, I think about, the first thing I think about is, when I get in the car, where are we going to go? So it doesn't even necessarily, but you know, spending time together, going on a date, to me, it's kind of all the same. I'm totally joking. I'm actually not a romantic at all, but you make a great point. So for us, it's like, okay, should we go on a walk in our neighborhood and just hang out by the pond for a little bit? And for us, you know, everything's going to be involving the kids pretty much at this point, which is great and it's fun. So my ideas are more kid driven, but you're so right, where it's like, what's around you or what can you easily access that would be fun to just like get outdoors and do.
Well, the other thing too is kind of in that lane is like, if anyone's by a college campus, you know, and we all talk about the winter time, how do you get out and about? And, you know, another thing you can do, because the around a lot of college campuses, it's mandatory that they ice and shovel and keep the sidewalks all cleared off. That's a great place to go and take a, you know, a aggressive walk, you know, kind of a faster paced walk to get an activity in while you're spending time together. And once again, I've seen those fancy strollers. Holy smokes, I never had strollers as fancy as you kids these days, but they're so easy to push. Like, you could really, you know, knock it out if you're, I'm sure you have another park by you, right, Owen? Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that comes to mind, if you don't have the college campus, is maybe even going to like museum or local exhibits. The other thing that I think is a good idea, and hopefully I'm not stealing any of yours, but looking for like those pop-up festivals in your town or city. There's, I won't say always, but when there is something going on, it's so easy to just pop over and just stroll from one end to the other or whatever. And a lot of the times it's at a park or somewhere else that's more walkable. So doing that, there's a couple here in town. One is actually, it's coming up. It's really cool. It's in February, but it's the Grand Rapids Beer Fest, and they have it at the baseball stadium. But basically, you just walk around in the baseball stadium, and there's all these different vendors, and you sample the beer, and of course, there's food and whatnot. But really, just kind of staying in tune to those local events that happen, I think, is such an easy way to have a built-in date.
Yeah, I love it because you know when you get frustrated when you go to those festivals and you can't get a good parking spot and you're so mad about it. But like in this situation, the whole idea is to be active, and so it's like don't be mad when you get that far away parking spot because that's just more steps and activity to wear out the children or have that time together and just be active. The other thing I had down too is just if you can't get out and you want to be active, I'm thinking more about you, Owen, having two little ones, but maybe they have a nap. You could always do, there's so many videos. We talked about it at our last podcast on YouTube. So, what about doing Pilates at home? Just getting two mats out and knocking out. There's like either a 10-minute video, a 20-minute video, 30 minutes. I mean, that little bit of time, you're spending quality time with your significant other. And you're being active, and it just makes you feel good. We just came from the studio down the street, and Tom is my husband, and we just worked out together. We both literally got our ass kicked. We were just talking about how horribly hard that instructor is. She's a sweet older lady, but she's just sweet, and she knows she's kicking our asses through the whole production. But however, we did it together, and we laughed about it through it, and we were just our arms are shaking together, but it was fun, but then we were talking, you know, we also opposite days that we can't get to the studio. We just throw a mat down here and pop in a video. I don't know if you've ever done that, Owen, but it's just another way to, if you can't get out, to spend some time together.
Yeah, especially on YouTube or other platforms, there's so many just like built-in home workouts. And what you can also do is get pretty specific. So, if there's like a period of time you want to work out, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, actually punch that into the search, 15-minute workout. And then
Okay.
let's say there's something you hate. I guess I'm talking for to get motivated to actually want to do it, put in what you might want to do. So you could do leg exercise, or maybe you want isolated arms, or maybe you just want some cardio. But don't be afraid to kind of tailor it, or even throw in couples workout. There's just so many good ideas if you take advantage of the search.
Well, I will say when just thinking back on the walking or getting out and being active kind of thing. One thing that I try to do is be like look kind of cute. So I'll bring out like cute shoes and all that. And only to find out later I'm getting an injury because my shoe is worn out or it's looking too cute for the workout. So I might bring out some Vons or some, these new canvas type flat shoes. And all I just did was hurt myself because I'm trying to be too cute about my outfit. Or even Owen, like I'm guessing this, but like if you have older shoes that are kind of beat up, but you just don't want to depart with them because you're so in love with them, will like orange insoles, can it kind of keep the shoes going a little longer, or do you just need to depart with the shoe?
Well, it depends who you ask. If we're being very honest, Marsha, you need to depart with the shoe. Okay, that's what's going to be best. And I feel like I'm now talking to my wife, and we're about to go on a date because I'm always having these conversations where it's like, just get rid of them. But the insoles definitely make them better, inevitably, when you ladies are locked into your look and can't give up your shoes of the day, or what is it, kicks of the day. When you're locked into your look, yeah, the insoles absolutely help. Whether that's just extend the life of a shoe, or even make a shoe more comfortable that previously you couldn't wear to an event or whatever it is. But yeah, that's funny you say that, because I'm always dissecting not only my own shoe choice, but also Ashley's shoe choice as well. She's very notorious for wearing terrible shoes to weddings, and by the time it's 10 p.m., she's, her feet are cooked. So that'd be my response.
I love it. I love it. So if anyone ever needs advice about cleaning out shoes, our cousin has a podcast around. It's called Closet Coach. Great one to go check out and learn how to clean out that closet. We love it. Because then you clean it out, you go to Playmakers and you buy more shoes. It's just a concept.
And
It
fellas, you can
might.
check that out too, just for the record. She is sharp, Sarah, but I've been kind of following along, and you can definitely get some tips for your own fashion.
Yeah, she's good. And she's Closet Coach. She's on Instagram and she's over the top amazing. So one other thing too, I would when I was thinking back about, going to a bike ride or whatever, you can do it. You don't have to have a reserve date kind of thing, time. One of the other things I was talking to some people I run with, and lately a lot of them have been joining like Planet Fitness, Crunch. It's like $10 a month, super cheap. But they'll go in and just do a circuit together. And there's no pressure to do it, in a time frame or anything like that. But they find it's nice and they go in, they get a good workout, and then they'll go have breakfast after or lunch or maybe even dinner, like just whatever time of day it is. Or they'll go get a, what do you call those smoothie things? I don't know what you kids drink. What are those things? Tropical cafe.
Oh, the yeah, I mean smoothie, Tropical Cafe smoothies is a national brand that tends to be convenient.
Yeah.
You can tell that you live in Florida and your friends don't work because you keep talking about breakfast and lunch and you don't have shit going on during the day.
Here, I'm just here this week working. Silly, but yes.
Well, maybe it's just your age group. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, but not everybody really has time like that. And I know Mallory was thinking the exact same thing. I know it.
Oh, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to use happy hour phrases because don't get me going on that. I'm doing a non-drinking 21 days, and I just miss happy hour so much. So that's why I'm on breakfast. There you go. I have to do all
Okay,
these
that's
other
fair.
activities to distract me from drinking. But fair, fair. But the Crunch and Planet Fitness, what I love as a college student or any age group, for that price point, you can go work out together, maybe take a yoga class in there or jump on a bike. And I know the young ones who are freshly dating, it's kind of a nice way to spend some time together. But all right, the other thing I was thinking about by our house in Michigan, there's this place now you can go and throw axes. And I did that, and I gotta tell you, I was like getting a little like sweaty. It's like kind of intense. And I will say it's also scary because I almost needed a new pair of shoes as the axe hit the thing, bounced back, and bounced off my foot, which I was lucky it hit the right way and not with the sharp thing hitting off. Have you ever thrown axes?
No, I haven't thrown axes before. I know that's not very masculine of me, but I can't say I have thrown axes. But what I was thinking similarly is bowling, golf, disc golf is a good one, pickleball, tennis, basically just bringing out the competitor in you. There's also, at home games. Spike ball, can jam, whatever, yard games, but just things to keep moving.
I kind of forget about that. Just simple yard games like go into the backyard and get that competitive edge. I know when Tom and I disagree about something, we're like, all right, let's go to the dartboard. So there's a local, both in wherever I'm at, Michigan or in Florida, there's always a local pub that has a dartboard, a pool table, and or a shuffleboard thing. And that's very active. And so we'll go and like just have it out. Whoever wins the game wins the conversation. So that's another way at any time of day, especially you young folks who get out at night. Darts is like you're moving your arm a little bit, and then with pool type thing. So, but you did bring up golf, and both my husband and I are golfers, and so that's been some, but that's a full day. And yes, once again, Owen, being in Florida, we do golf down here a little more than you would in Michigan at this time of year. But that's another good one. And the other thing I had down was kind of like just we were just talking about this is like doing we're working on a couch to 5K. So just encouraging each other going out and getting up and walking or walking a block, running a block together, and then walking the block so you can talk and encourage each other. So sometimes it's fun to set fitness goals together, and that can be active, but it can build your relationship as you encourage and push each other along. I don't know if that's something you've ever looked at as a couch to 5K, but that's something we're trying to do for 2025.
Well, a lot of people locally, well, really just, I guess I should say nationally, they have their local groups, like running groups or that sort of thing, where maybe it's not designed around a specific event coming up, but you know that everyone's there to go for a run or a jog or whatever it is, or even the same thing for like golf, you can always join a league, or bowling, and I know there's couples leagues and that sort of thing. So there's organized options, I guess, is the point as well, if that's something that's better for you.
Fair. So, you being young, I feel like you are always going to a wedding somewhere, somehow. And whether you're in the wedding or Ashley's in the wedding or Harper's the flower girl in a wedding, like you're so active. So one thing that I have not done for a while, and I want to get back to this because I think in my mind I'm already a badass on the dance floor, just doing my own thing, but is I don't know if you've ever thought about taking a class together. So your dad and I used to take ballroom dancing. They do 1 week, and the next week they do the salsa, and then all this stuff. And we were just talking the other day how fun that was to get out and just you're learning something new. It's good for your brain. You're doing it together and it's getting you out of your comfort zone because I can't just go whip out ballroom dancing today or waltz or whatever, you know, but together it builds our relationship because we're getting uncomfortable together. What's your thought? Have you ever done that?
No, but it sounds like a daddy-daughter date with me and Harper at her music classes, because we go to music classes each week, and I mean, they're basically like dance classes. They have us running around the room and spinning and twirling and stomping and jumping, and by the end, I'm literally sweating and out of breath because I'm carrying Harper around. So that I haven't done the formal dance lessons, but that's exactly what it reminded me of.
I love it. I love it. So I think for me, like the last thing to think about, ladies, is, you know, next week is Valentine's Day. And I would just warn you to be cautious. You know, well, find a fun activity. You can still have a fun evening doing something together, active, but still looking cute. But if you decide to bring out those high heels and look extra cute, like Ashley likes to do, I would say take a look at our orange light insole. I was going to say this a few minutes ago, but like when I go to weddings, I'll pop it in my high heel and it will not get you through the night, but it will get you to midnight. And at midnight, be prepared to just bring a different pair of shoes altogether, some Mary Janes or something, just to cover you. But that's a thought. So, oh, and my last question is do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't yet. But as you were talking, I was thinking about it, and whatever I do decide to do, I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but what I would do is I'm gonna decide what footwear I want to wear to that activity, and then I'm gonna think about if my feet usually hurt, or my back, my knees, hips, or just generally I might need some extra support. And if I do, then I'm gonna put in some orange insoles. And this, you know, it sounds cheesy. It's not just a plug, it's actually what I do. And then also, I'm gonna do is I'm gonna figure out what Ashley's gonna wear and make sure she's gonna be comfortable, because the last thing I wanna do is get halfway through our active date and have her, or probably more likely me, not feeling my best or feet aching or whatever it is. So, this just once again an easy way to tie it all back together is just considering your footwear, considering if you do have orange insoles on hand, can you plug them in for some extra support?
Got it. And in every pair of your shoes. So you don't, no one's got time to move them shoe to shoe. Tell you that much. So,
Yeah.
and on that note, I hear little Holden Taylor in the background.
I
So,
know. Isn't that awesome? He's been right here this whole time, just chilling. So,
I know you really didn't talk about it at the beginning of the podcast, but we're so excited to have him. And we we look forward to our next conversation, and we hope everyone has a great week. And come grab us again on the Orange Juice Podcast, and you can find us on YouTube.